I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Well, for so many reasons today, guys, I wanted to connect with Brian Brown up at Snowbird because there's a lot going on, not the least of which is just reminding people that it's a great time to be thinking about getting the best prices of the season on a season ski pass. But first things first, Brian joins us on the phone here sort of in the midst of coordinating the latest fun activity just in time for Oktoberfest, Brian, and that is putting that good powder bird helicopter to use this time of year.
Well, it's hard to believe that we are already here for this weekend, which is going to be the first Oktoberfest, one of 10 weekends. So we're going to start this weekend on the 17th, go all the way to October 20th. Tons of new and exciting things happening this year at Oktoberfest. Probably the most spectacular is the fact that we have added scenic helicopter tours to be part of Oktoberfest this year. So we're going to use our partners at Powderbird, which is the helipad just next to the Cliff Lodge on the Alta Bypass Road. People who are up here in the winter are used to seeing those helicopters flying, taking skiers and snowboarders into the backcountry. And now that same helicopter service is going to be available for you to take 20-25 minute tour around Little Cottonwood Canyon, the Wasatch Cache National Forest, and just see Little Cottonwood Canyon from a perspective that you may have never had the chance to see before.
Yeah, you get a chance to jump over the mountain, too, and see a little bit of the Heber Valley, don't you?
Exactly, and especially during the autumn season when the trees are just ablaze with the red and yellows, and it is just it's going to be a really unique experience just to be able to take in those views from the air and really see the splendor of what fall looks like up here in the mountains. I think we're also used to seeing the mountains in the winter with that thick blanket of snow, but really excited to add those scenic helicopter tours to Oktoberfest this year. So they're going to start Labor Day weekend. So all the info you need, you can find it on snowbird.com. But definitely, if you're planning on coming up to Oktoberfest, go get a little information on that. It might be a really cool way to kind of amplify your experience.
Feels a little weird talking about fall when we were skiing about 5 weeks ago up at Snowbird, but that's the kind of a season we had.
Oh, my goodness. Can you believe it? A good year for us is 500 inches, and this last season we ended up with 711 inches of snow. So it was only 5 weeks ago we were still running the tram and Little Cloud chairlift for skiers and snowboarders, and then we blink, and here we are knocking on in the fall season with the first weekend of Oktoberfest, which is just fun for me. I'm not ready for winter quite yet, but I have had a little too much of triple-digit weather in the valley. So the first weekend of Oktoberfest is a good reminder that fall is right around the corner, and even more importantly, winter is not too far away.
Yeah. The great thing about having this up and running, too, speaking of Oktoberfest, which kicks off this weekend and then runs all the way through, I think, the third week of October, is that you're not done with your summer activities yet, so the families can still be thinking about getting up there for that fun, too.
Our summer activities are a blast. There is activities for those that want to get a little daring, great activities for kids, and kind of everything else in between. So our mountain coaster is going to be up and running during Oktoberfest weekends. That's probably our most popular attraction. We have the Alpine Slide up and running. At the top of the Alpine Slide, you've got your Woodward Rectangle, which is our ninja-style obstacle course. The vertical drop tip there, if you've ever done that, you kind of get to jump off this platform and free fall for a couple seconds before the bungee rope catches you. And then we've got activities for kids. Like, for instance, we've got the ropes course, which is a ton of fun, the bungee trampolines, and activities for all ages. So definitely you can come up, enjoy the Oktoberfest music, all the sights and sounds, all the smells. We got to talk about the food, the amazing German treats and the bratwurst. And it is such a fun, quick escape to get up immerse yourself in this Bavarian celebration and enjoy all the best things Stubbard has to offer.
Yeah, last time I saw you, we were on the plaza deck, and I had my grandkids with me, and they absolutely loved that ropes course, along with everything else there was to do. Becky and I made a weekend of it, though, and took advantage of some fantastic food, and you certainly don't have to look far when Oktoberfest is on to find that good German food with traditional recipes and everybody in traditional costume. It really is a nice atmosphere.
Exactly. And if you really consider Oktoberfest, and then if you need a quick staycation, if you want to bring the family up for a quick weekend or, you know, just get away, you got to remember, we're just 6 miles up Little Cottonwood Canyon. So it is literally in all of our backyards, and some amazing deals right now that include lodging, food, and an all-day activities pass, kind of all wrapped up into one really amazingly low price. So instead of just making a day out of it, you might need to make a weekend out of it. There's just so much happening on the mountain between hiking and mountain biking, all the live music, all the food, all the summer activities. You almost need 2 days to get through everything you have on the list once you come up here for Oktoberfest.
Speaking of the brats, what's this competitive eating thing that's coming up?
Wow. This is the coolest event. So what it is there is a competitive league called Major League Eating. It's a real thing. So they have professional eaters that compete all over the country and all over the world. So each venue, they eat a different type of food, but on the 24th of August, we have our third annual brat eating contest. So you get to watch professional eaters eat as many bratwursts as they can in 10 minutes. So it looks like the reigning champion from 2 years ago, he ate 37 and a half bratwursts.
Oh, my gosh.
It is, you know, it's just this this really rambunctious kind of free-for-all event where you get to watch these people. They have a special technique, the way they dip the buns in water, and then
right.
That kind of helps them eat it. But don't miss out on watching that. You know, that's something you should probably see at least once in your life. It's the same people who win that big Coney Island hot dog competition
right?
Back in New York. Some of those people that enter in that get flown out here for our bratwurst eating contest during Oktoberfest as well.
I'll watch it. I don't want to participate. That old commercial about how do you spell relief, R-O-L-A-I-D-S, Rolaids, I'd be thinking of that before I ever took my first bite. Speaking of eating, we didn't get a chance to talk much about this the last time I saw you, but when does this new restaurant, 71, get up and running? And that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
71's going to be open for dinners during Oktoberfest, and then as the fall season progresses along, we're going to add a few more meal offerings throughout the day with the goal of having it a three-meal restaurant, breakfast, lunch, and dinner by the start of the ski season. But while you're up here from Oktoberfest, definitely take a little bit of time. It's located on the bottom of the Cliff Lodge where El Chinate used to be. That was a big fan favorite for a lot of people. But it's called 71 because it pays homage to Snowbird's first year of operation from 1971. So it's literally like stepping into a time machine. Imagine the Brady Bunch kitchen, but 10 times bigger. So a lot of really cool nostalgic pictures from Snowbird's first year of operation. The decor is absolutely amazing, that really cool kind of early 70s funky decor. And then the menu is incredible as well. So it, if you weren't young enough to know much from that period in Snowbird's history, you're just going to be inundated with just the most amazing architecture. And if you're bringing the kids up and the grandkids, maybe you could explain to them that this is how we used to decorate our homes.
Or
the in-style thing at one point.
Or really make a night of it and break out the yellow onesie and the Scott Superlights, you know, and come dressed in the 70s. That's a good idea.
You would fit right in, that's for sure. So
yeah.
It's going to be an amazing restaurant. We're really excited about that. George Lackey, who is the executive chef that helped us establish the Summit restaurant on top, he is going to be designing the menu and kind of running the show down there. So it's going to be a really the experience alone, just the decor and everything surrounding it before you even start your food is going to be a big hit for a lot of people.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. All right, in the minute or so we have left, I don't want to leave without talking about what a great opportunity it is for everybody to get the best deal of the year on their season passes.
Exactly. So if you haven't got your season's pass yet, I would make a note to try to get that done before the Labor Day weekend. Right now, we have some of the best pricing of the season on our season passes. When you purchase these passes early, there's a lot of benefits that kind of expire once we get into the September-October month. But fingers crossed, if we have anywhere near the season we had last year, it is going to be another incredible winter for all of us.
Yep. Take advantage of that deal right now before it's too late. Brian, always great. Sounds like there's no excuse not to get up there and have some fun, and I'm so excited that Oktoberfest is here already. It is really a true sign that fall is right around the corner at the Bird. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. We'll chat soon.
Stay with us. When we come back, Navi will help me knock out some fish bites. We'll get some fishing information for you here on KSL Outdoors Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, as we get ready to finish out the program this week, I want to bring Bob Grove back into the conversation again. You piqued my interest when you said you had paid a visit to Poison Spring Canyons, and we took a little poll here in the room. None of us have been there. So tell us what we're talking about.
And this was my first experience there. You know, I've been spending a lot of time down in that North Lake Powell area around Bullfrog Basin and so on. I had an opportunity to go for a trip with some representatives from Glen Canyon National Recreation Area, and from Tickaboo, Height, in these areas. There's still a study on determining whether to open up a section of that trail through Glen Canyon that goes from around Sunset Point all the way back to Highway 95 that's currently closed, but they're studying it right now with the possibility of opening to off-road vehicles. So I was fortunate enough to be invited to go along with these guys and take the full route. But so it's about approximately 18 miles south of Hanksville where you hit the trailhead, just going down Highway 95. There's a turnoff there to the east, and that's where you start the trip. And it goes through this beautiful canyon. I mean, this canyon is really amazing. It's a pretty popular area for off-roaders, but through this canyon, there's just tons of petroglyphs. I mean, we were stopping constantly and seeing all these amazing petroglyphs that some of them were really quite unique that I haven't seen in other places. But the best part of the whole thing was, this is what I've heard, I've been hearing about this for years, is that Butch Cassidy's name is engraved in a rock in there.
Really?
Because, yeah, Butch Cassidy and his gang used to hang out there all the time. I mean, that's not that far away from
hideout in there,
Robber's Roost and some of those other areas, but they used to spend a lot of time in there. And so we found it. We did find the Butch Cassidy name engraved in the rock, and it's next to this face that is also engraved in a rock. It's really weird. I've got these on my blog, some pictures of them, that had a date of 1869. Now, we know that the Butch Cassidy name was engraved years later, but it was on the same rock where this face was engraved as well.
Well, Butch could have been fined for that way back.
Oh, yeah, that would have been a big fine. But what was really one of the fun parts of this adventure is that you cross the Dirty Devil River. So the river's running higher than I've seen in years, and we're all there on the bank trying to decide whether we're going to drive our, you know, UTVs through there or not. And so one of the guys just got out and walked through it, and he was up to his waist or just below his waist in the water, so we drove through and we were okay. But that was a lot of fun going through there that day. But just such a beautiful area. It's just kind of all that convergence of the Canyonlands area with Glen Canyon and the Henry Mountains all coming together.
Is this something that came on your radar because of the gang down there at Tikaboo?
Yeah, because, you know, Tikaboo took over the Height Marina Concession Agreement. And so they're trying to develop more between that Bullfrog Basin, you know, on Highway 276 and the Height area. You know, the water is up about 20, 21 feet right now. The ramp is still a little bit off the water's edge, but they're doing jet ski tours up right now from Height Marina upriver to Sheep Canyon. And they're kayaking, and some small boats are being launched there now. They're trying to develop that whole area of, you know, Glen Canyon recreation.
All right. Just curious, how would they have authenticated a signature in a rock to make sure it was really Butch?
Okay, now I've been told that it has been, but I can't recite the source, so, you know, I can't tell you.
It's carbon.
I was told that mum's the word of the exact location, or, you know, they have people that are watching for this stuff, and they said if I reveal the exact location, I might as well just go into the
witness protection program. Hey, while we've got you, real quick, we've only got a minute here. Talk to me about the levels of the water at Lake Powell. I haven't been down this year, but I understand we're doing really well.
It's at its height right now and stable. It's around 20, 21 feet above what it was last year at this time. Hmm. So the water is, I mean, it's good. It's really good. All the major ramps are in great shape. I mean, like I said, the water has come up into height now. I haven't seen it this high in for some time. And so the lake's in great shape right now. This is the warmest water of the year. Right now the water's about 79, 80 degrees and will stay that way going into early September. So now is a great time to go in and enjoy the lake at bathwater temperature.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons we love to go in October, because you still have warm water, but the air temperature cools quite a bit. So we always, if we're going to plan a trip, particularly on a houseboat, it'll always be in October. Hey, I want to connect with you again. I don't know if it'll be next week, but sometime soon. Representative Stewart this week was talking about his lack of support for, I guess, a federal push to have limits on visitation at Zion National Park. And obviously, he's looking at it from a business side of things. But
yeah, I just had this discussion with my hiking buddy. My hiking buddy and I are both tourism consultants, so we were just having this discussion as we were beating ourselves up on the mountains yesterday.
Well, let's look for an opportunity to do that. But we appreciate you joining us today.
Always a pleasure, guys.
All right, Bob Grove, our Southern Utah correspondent. That's going to be your new title down there. Checking in with us as we wrap up the program. Have a great week, everybody. Russ, if they need to get a hold of you,
give me a call, skycallsatellite.com or 801-450-8317.
And Navi, you've got fall classes coming up.
Yeah, classes are starting up, and classes are filling. So wildtrouts.com, that's WILDTROUTS. .com or at AOL.com is my email. Doesn't matter. You're in. I have plenty of room both in Tuesday and Wednesday.
Have a great week, everybody. The Greenhouse is coming up next.